You are tuned to All Things Considered. This is Atlanta's NPR News Station, 88.5 GPB Atlanta. I'm Ricky Bevington. More women are running for elected office this fall. The number of female candidates for U.S. Congress has doubled since 2016. In Georgia, DeKalb County activist Viola Davis launched a last-minute campaign to unseat her longtime representative in last month's primary election, and she won. GPB Stephen Fowler has been following the midterm elections, and he joins me in the studio right now to talk about this race and the greater context of women running for office. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, Ricky.
So who is Viola Davis, and why are we talking about this race?
So Viola Davis is the only African-American to win an Oscar, an Emmy, and a Tony, a hugely successful actress, and not the Viola Davis in DeKalb County.
Okay, thank you for clarifying.
So DeKalb County's Viola Davis is a veteran, a registered nurse, and soon to be state legislator. Her thing has been serving as a longtime advocate for changing DeKalb government. Here's what she told me that got it all started off.
I was having a number of problems that were not being addressed and simply put a banner on my home and some signs in my yard that said unhappy taxpayer voting.
Since then, she's built different coalitions with people to get the county to close vacant landfills, have a moratorium on shutting off people's water after the county had billing problems, and stopping cell phone towers from being built on school properties. As far as why we're talking about this race, she asked the incumbent, well-liked Representative Ernest Coach Williams, to file a bill addressing medical errors in the health field and told him she'd run if he did not file. Now, he told me he didn't file the bill because it's not its area of expertise, but he didn't file, she ran, and she won.
Is she worried that holding a statewide elected office might limit her ability to get things done for DeKalb County?
Viola Davis says people voted for her because of the community work she's done, and they hope it can continue, and sometimes that you need to be in a position of power to get things done. Here's what she told me.
A number of people initially said that they did not want me, as they said, to cross over to that side because they was afraid that it may change me. But after I explained to them some of the things I wanted to accomplish, I think that they felt comfortable with backing me.
So she ran because she wanted to inspire other people who didn't have money or the same name as a famous actress to get involved with government. And she says, you know, she wants to help others hold people accountable. And her own name being Viola Davis will certainly help with that. So when she goes to the state house, she hopes that name recognition can help her focus on things like ethics and transparency to get things done.
So this year, Stephen, 63 women were in the Georgia legislature. That's about 26%. Heading into November's election, what does the overall political landscape look like for women in our state?
Davis says this is the year of the woman, and part of that political landscape is what motivated her to get involved and get things done, and she's not alone. After last month's primary election, there were 20 women that ran for U.S. Congress or Georgia statewide office. 9 of them won their primaries, and that number could jump as high as 11 after the runoff next month. And there are a number of first-time candidates, too, higher than normal. So it's a good time for women in Georgia politics. Democrat Stacey Abrams has made history as the first African-American woman in the nation to be a major party's nominee for governor. Democrat and Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms is the second female mayor in the city's history, and all of that comes on the heel of Karen Handel being the state's first female Republican congresswoman. Jennifer Lawless is the director of the Women in Politics Institute at American University. She told a panel at the University of Chicago more women running could lead to a bump in the number of women being elected.
We've known since the 1980s that when women run for office, they're just as likely as men to win their elections on both sides of the aisle and in primaries and general elections. So having more women seems like a positive thing.
And she adds that more men are running as well, so there won't be an overwhelming crush of women flooding Congress and local and state legislatures, but it's the first step in a larger process to shift the makeup of elected office.
GPB Stephen Fowler, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.